Blog Talk Radio.
The present moment is all you have. You cannot live yesterday, yesterday. No, you can only live yesterday through the present moment right here, right now. You can talk about what happened yesterday, but when you talk about what happened yesterday, you must talk about it now in this present moment. Today. Today you can talk about all the events, all the things you did yesterday. You can talk about all of that. But you only get to talk about it in the present moment. You only get to talk about it now. And you certainly cannot talk about tomorrow because tomorrow has not come yet. However, you can plan and talk about what you plan to do tomorrow. But your plans for tomorrow, you do that today. You do it now. You plan tomorrow now. You talk about what happened yesterday now. So the common denominator, my friends, is that you only have this present moment, which is today, which is now.
Good evening, everyone. You are now tuned in into Word on the Streets. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Word on the Street. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Keith and I are coming back to you live in your eardrum. We're so excited to be back with you all. Keith, what's up? What's happening, big guy?
What's up, extraordinaire? What's up? What's up, my people that's out there? What's up? How y'all doing? Our people, our guests, everything, man. I'm doing all right. How you doing, extraordinaire?
Man, it is always fun when I can get back in the studio with you. And let me just say this, friends. Let me just say this. If y'all miss Monday night, you got to go back and check out Monday Night Show. Mr. Keith Fletcher was electrifying. Y'all hear me? The man was electrifying. You got to go back and check out the Monday Night Show. Brother, I don't know. And let me also add while I'm at it, before I go all in, he was so good that, hell, every Monday night is the Keith Fletcher Gotta Get Your Mind Right show every Monday night. Congratulations, Mr. Keith Fletcher.
Man, I made some things move like that, man.
I promise you, and I'm saying this to everyone who's out there listening, I really encourage you to go back to listen to that Monday Night Show. He was nothing short than extraordinaire. The boy was on fire. And Monday Night is solidified. It's got to get your mind right. So, folks, every Monday night, tune in at 7 o'clock. Not only is he going to be just speaking with the passion that we all know he have, but he's going to introduce you to some guests that could turn your life around and upside down. And plus, you could get some free information from him and his guests. You got issues with your credit? You want to know how to start this? I don't want to jump too far ahead of the gun, but the point is, he got some golden nuggets that I think, not that I think, that I know you're going to want to check out and be a part of. Let me just give you the other rundown. On Wednesday night, we're going to be it's going to be a call to action. On Wednesday, you want to come back Wednesday at 7 o'clock because we're going to have guests on. Not only are we going to have guests on, we're going to talk about current events. We're going to talk about what's going on out there right now. But our main focus at the end, at the beginning of the day, in the middle of the day, and at the end of the day, it's going to be about you. You. Encouraging you. Thank you. All about you. And I'm on fire because I got another brother who flame is probably higher than mine from what I heard Monday night. And on Friday, we coming back at you Friday night at 7 o'clock. So you got Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. with double the trouble or double the pleasure. It's all on you. How do you want it? You got Keith Fletcher. And you got Extraordinaire Larry. You got the both of us. Friday night, we're going to open up the line and let you call in a little longer than we do on the other night. But on Friday night, we also going to throw a guest in there to you. In fact, we got a guest line up, and I'm not going to get ahead of that. You're going to have to check out the promotion that we're going to be posting on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Wherever you hang out, you're going to see and read about it. You're going to want to check us out Friday night because I promise you it's going to be another hot night with us on Word of the Street. Come on in here, Mr. Fletcher. Talk to me, baby.
Well, boy, you gave a lot, devil. You gave it all up. I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm going to end the show right there.
You're right.
Real talk, man. We're trying to set this up for you, bring value to y'all. So, like you said, man, Monday night, I'm real appreciative. I'm real humble that I can come on that Monday night to get my my word. I guess cause like we're on the street to get my. Thoughts, my help, my whatever I can do for my people, which is everyone on this my tribe, my community, you know. So I'm excited about that. And then come back Wednesday night, you know what I'm saying, we're going to do something different, but we're going to have something for everybody on Wednesdays and Fridays. So we just want to help our community, man. I'm real excited about this. And Extraordinaire gave me the blessing to do this on Monday night. I'm thankful. So, man, I want to bring it. I want to bring it big. And we're always going to bring it together on Wednesday and Friday. So, and Friday going to be, you know, we're going to let people call in. And I hope people call in and we can ask some questions and just get deep. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, my door wide open. You want to go in about anything, I'm ready to talk about it, man. So I ain't got nothing to hide. I ain't got nothing to be embarrassed of. So let's do it. Let's do it.
Now, before we get in the show tonight, being who I am, what's going on out there in the news and current event has always interested me. And I cannot hide from the elephant in the room. Well, if you turn on television today, I'm sure everyone out there can tell me, what's the elephant in the room today on headline news, on CNN, on Fox, on MSNBC, on ABC? The headline news, but it's not surprising. Just when we saw Donald Trump couldn't get any worse, his chief of staff, aide, Cassidy Hutchinson, man, she talk about a smoking gun. She done let out a six-pack of smoking guns. This young lady at 25-year-old, she done dropped so many bombs out there right now. They don't have enough firemen to put the fire out. It's a hot potato out there. And the only thing I want to say to this that I don't want to belabor it is the fact, you know, we oftentimes, Keith and I and Raymond, Alvin, and so many of them, sometimes we get fired up of the one thing we never have done. And I don't even need to be with these people every day in the world. We don't want to win by cheating. We don't want to win by cheating. You see, and that's what the trouble with the world right now. Some people want what you got, what you have, but they ain't willing to put in what you put in to get what you got. Come on, man. Come on in here. That's a lot.
Let me speed on that. I'm not going to get on the Trump thing. I'm going to let you ride with that. But like you said about that cheap thing, I just want to, you know, I always got my little spirit. I had a friend. He used to tell me, man, if you got over on you, that's your fault. You know what I'm saying? You lost, that's your fault. So some people don't see it as cheating. You know what I'm saying? Some people be so wrapped up into themselves, man, and their mind think they're helping you. You know what I'm saying? That you should know the game. If you don't understand it, that's your fault. It's just business. But go ahead and finish that, what you're saying about what you said before I rudely interrupted you. I'm sorry about that.
Right. No, man, it's all good. That's what we do. I need you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the case of Donald Trump, he knew he lost the election. But this man say, I ain't going nowhere. The election was stolen from me. After everybody telling him, Donald, he lost. So what's the last thing he does? He gonna get his folks fired up and ready to go. They had AR-15 on their right side. They had spears. They had hand grenades. The boy was ready. And Trump said, "Now I'll walk down there with you." Man, this is crazy. I'm just telling you, Trump didn't invent this craziness in this world. I'm going to break it down to you what I mean about that. You see, this is something I had to grow out of. You know, folks, we all got to grow out of this mentality. I'm going to say something, and we've all heard it. In fact, we all got confused by it and started trying to live by it. Win by any means necessary. I know I'm not the only one who ever heard that. Keith, you ever heard that? Win by any means necessary.
I used to be that person. Yeah.
And you're not by yourself.
Yeah.
We not by ourselves. Yeah. How many of y'all have y'all done heard that? We're not crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Win by any means necessary. You see, and I'm pointing that out because you got to catch yourself in order to get on this road to success, on this road to improving yourself, on this road to being a better person. You got to start feeding yourself better things. Everything that you hear is not meant for you to hear. Come on. Everything that you hear is not really, it's not good vitamins for your thinking mobility. It's not good vitamin for you moving forward and breaking things down. The first thing you have to do is believe. Now, like the old cliche, believe it and you'll receive. To some, that's true in some degree and aspect, but it's a whole lot more than that. Keith spoke about that on Monday. Belief, they got so many levels to that belief and you getting to where you want to go. So many levels. This show not long enough for me to break it all down. Then after you believe, tell me about it. Keith, we're going to chop up on this next one because we've been talking about this. Then it's the next one, your thoughts. Your thoughts. Your thoughts in your head, not somebody else's thoughts. Now, we can't blame Trump for this one right here. We can't blame the white man for this one right here. We can't blame old cousin, first cousin, or uncle, or aunt, or mom, or dad. Your thoughts. Come on, brother. Talk to me.
Well, like you said, man, them thoughts and how you raised. But like you said, like when I went over to Monday night, when I was talking about that, last Monday night, I think it was, look, my mind, I've been moving more than once, but when I was talking about our philosophy, man, the way you think, you know what I'm saying, your thinking and how you need to renew your mind on that, man. So we need to renew our mind about a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, how we look at things, you know, our thoughts, our beliefs, you know what I'm saying. That's what's going to guide us to a better place in life, you know what I'm saying. Then it's about setting goals for yourself. But it's so many levels, like you said, levels to get to that point. And like I said, when I was telling that story about me, I had none of those. You know what I'm saying? Everything was everybody else's fault. Everything, I had no goals, no plans. I was just blowing in the wind. So we need to work on, go through these things before we can get to that step to a better life, to a better things happening for you. You know what I'm saying? That's, then also having something, you know, I call it a spiritual way or God, somebody God in your life or whatever you want to call it, Allah, whoever you want to call it. You need to have that a part of your life. You know what I'm saying? So as many steps to this thing in life that we can get up to become a better person, you know what I'm saying, to have a better life. Go ahead, X-Roy, now you can get more on that.
Right. It's because our thoughts, they play these games on you. Like, if you're good at something, your thoughts will fool you. Your thought will slick you out of things you once thought you was good in. Because what it would do, it would have you numb and become satisfied. If you, I don't know, if you can cook something well, instead of learning how to do what you know how to do better, your thoughts will tell you, oh, man, you're good at that. So what you do? You don't grow in it. You don't improve on it. You don't add to it. You don't take something out of it. Let's, for example, let's say talking. This is what Keith and I are doing right now. Had anyone asked me when I was a kid, they wouldn't tell you I would be talking. They'll probably tell you I'd be doing what? Singing. Anybody who know me? Y'all know that. I love to sing. Never knew I had the ability to sing. I engulf all of my time and energy. But my thought, you see, the thought, it can be wicked, what I'm trying to say. It's wicked, very wicked. So we sometimes invest our energy in areas that we sometimes spend too much energy in a certain area and not enough in the other. And then sometimes your thoughts can have you being jealous of someone else. And jealousy is a deadly poison. Why be jealous of someone else? Why? If you want to be successful, there's room in the pool for everyone. When they build McDonald's, there's a Burger King. When that was a Michael Jackson, that was a Prince. When that was a Michael Jordan, that was a LeBron James. What I'm trying to tell you, there's room in here for everybody. There's no limitation. The limitation is in your head. Can't blame no one else but you. It's in your head. And the next step we got to go from is being, accept ourselves, who we are and where we are. Now, don't cut yourself down too much. Some people, let me give you a good example, Keith. I'm on the road, man. I don't want to hog this show. I want you to come in whenever you feel like. And we're going to open up the fun on the phone line, too, on the flip side. But I tell
well, you, I'm going to let you take a breath.
I'm
going to
put a pin. I'm going to put a pin right there. I'm going to put a pin right there, and I'm going to try to go back to it. But this might even wrap around with where I'm going. Okay, Keith and Raymond, the Fletcher brothers. They're going to tell you all more in depth how they got to where they got. But these two brothers, they have an Airbnb. And it's not a one bed. Is it a one bedroom, Keith?
No, it's a three bedroom, two baths, two full baths. Well, it's a bath with a shower and a bath. Man, we just got a newly remodeled. We got a patio on the back, space, big old backyard. You know what I'm saying? Except we have little get-togethers and stuff like that outside. But, it's big front yard. Got pecan trees, so when you want a little snack, you can get you some pecans. But, no, it's real spacious, man, real nice. You know what I'm saying? It's they call it luxury living now. You know what I'm saying? They was calling it Airbnb, but now since we updated it, it's called luxury living. So, man, you come in there. You got all the TVs on the wall. My wife, she did all the decorating with the floors, man. We got like the updated, like the laminate floor with the wood in it, man. It's real nice. You know, some have seen the pictures, but man, it's decked out, man. You got every, you know what I'm saying? Just like when you come to your home, you know what I'm saying? But better. You know, we got, it's real nice. Everything digital. Once you rent it, man, you get a code. You type the code in. You go in the house. You get everything digital, man. You get the Wi-Fi. You know, kids can bring their video game system and just plug straight in, get connected to the Wi-Fi and start playing, man. So it's set up just perfect for them, man.
Isn't that wonderful, folks? Now, I'm go a little deeper with that. That home, front yard, backyard, all those amenities. Some neighborhoods, that's over $500,000 house. Let me ask you one thing, Keith. Y'all own that house?
Oh, it's paid in full, man. Paid in full.
Paid in full.
No payment. Yeah, paid in full.
I hope I hope they get in this. It's paid in full. Now here's my point. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. And now I said that I didn't do it to embarrass you, Keith or Raymond. But the point is, y'all know Keith. Y'all remember old nappy head Keith in 04? And Raymond, come on. I know y'all remember them. I know you remember. And we all know, we remember Raymond was always the good one, but we remember Keith.
Yeah.
But you know what he did? Keith started believing. Keith started working on his thoughts. And he didn't work on his thoughts by talking to his uncle and brothers and sisters all day long. Keith started, because he told me, he said, I started listening to people, man, because they, I get these thoughts in my mind, everything want to pull me back. He had to start listening to people that were saying, move forward, go forward, do this, don't do that. He started feeding himself to beat the other demons that were stealing from him. Long story
short. Yeah, they were stealing, too.
Were they stealing?
No, they were stealing.
So he probably, had they not stole so much, could be telling us about 2 or 3 Airbnb. Stole so much from him, but he's on the road back. But here's the point. Not everybody, he didn't start there. I'm telling you all, word on the street audience, start where you are. You don't know where that road is going to lead you. Don't think it just gonna happen. It only happened to him. It only happened to them. No, nothing can be farther from the truth. It can happen to any one of you. You gotta start somewhere. Start on your belief system. Start on yourself. Start on feeding yourself better things. Start fit better things. Start on taking self-inventory and be real and be honest with yourself. And the unique thing about this start and this beginning that had me so excited, you can begin today. Today, my fellow Americans, you can start right now. Extraordinaire, what do you mean? You can start right now. Why that energy? Someone telling you you can't move forward. You hang up. And I'm not telling close out your whole lifestyle, but make a part of self-improvement part of your subject matter. Every day on your page of getting better, self-improvement. And then what you do, you work on that self-improvement a little bit this day, a little bit more another day, until it become a part of your lifestyle, a part of your routine. A year later, people are going to notice a slight difference in you. You're going to notice a difference in the way that you talk. You're going to notice a different way that you think. You're going to become more critical of your thoughts. Instead of walking around here reliving New Year, the whole year, 365 days, New Year is going to be lived that day on New Year Day, and June 2nd is going to be a new day for you. It's going to be a new day. And come around February, March, April, May, June, each month is going to be a new month for you, a new beginning, a new experience, instead of reliving the same experience the last 20 years of your life over and over again. I hope I'm making some sense to somebody out there. It's not hard. It really isn't. Take, for example, I was talking with Keith about this a couple of days ago. As I said, anything you do, it, even when it seems small, it turns out to be bigger than you think. And I was talking about affiliate marketing. Sometimes words like that loses people, but it don't have to be. And I told him, I said, you know, a good example, when you see a good deal at the store, let's say it's a bad sweater you've been looking at. Sweater been like $80, and that ain't a bad price, but you saw it on sale, man, he was giving that thing away for $20. What you do when you see a deal like that, do you not text somebody, call one of your friends and say, man, that's what are you looking at? It's on sale for $20. Do we do that? We do it all
the
time.
Yeah, we do that. All the time.
We do it all the time. You just did affiliate marketing. Now you can change your way of thinking, which what I started doing, change my way of thinking, and once again, going back to your thoughts. That store got sales from me, my word of mouth. Now I can, you start thinking, now how can I get paid for giving them a sale? You sign up to the affiliate thing. Now, I'm not saying just like keep going out there, he and Raymond are buying an Airbnb, you're going to be able to go buy you an Airbnb tomorrow. It don't work like that. You plant a seed, it don't grow the next day. But what I am saying, you got to start somewhere, and you got to plant that seed over and over again. And it's layers to this thing. So you start, you get your link. Then you create your website. Then you create writing. Then you learn how to write. We all can talk. If you can talk, you can write. Then you learn how to write. Then you learn how to create articles. Put those articles in a website. You'll be surprised. Website lives forever. It's just like a good book. And you know what they say about a good book? It gets better with time. People will go back and read a blog or something you wrote that you forgot about. And they'll read something that makes some sense to them, resonated with them. They end up purchasing something that you wrote about. And then you can have multiple links inside that one blog. And thirdly, when you're doing something like that, you always say, Keith, you may have a shining apple, shiny apple, but if you don't want to know about that shining apple, it only serves you the purpose. But if you have a shiny apple, huh, come on in.
Man, how you going to get it to the right people? How you going to get that shiny apple to the right people, man? It's all about that marketing. It's how you can get that shiny apple to all these people you want to see that shiny apple. But like Larry talking about that, he went to Airbnb, and he's talking about affiliate marketing, man, it's set up as zero income. I'm saying you're making money while you're sleeping. You know what I'm saying? Your stuff is always making money. It's always out there while you're sleeping. You're doing other things, it's making money for you. So that's what it's all setting up, man. It's setting up by making residual income for you, man. And that's what we do at Airbnb. That's what you'll be doing with both products, man, making money. But you got to put it out there. How can I get people to know that I have this product? How can I get people to know I got this red, juicy, shiny apple that I want everybody to bite and see? That's what it's all about, marketing, man. So, man, that's what he's speaking on. Wait, what is true on that?
That's right. I'm trying to get this phone out. There we go. We're going to open up the phone line for a few minutes. But, hey, before we do, if any of you all would like, I have a website. It's called the extraspin.shop. Now, I'm not asking you to go on there and buy anything, but go over there and check it out, the extraspin.shop, and go to the category that says blog. The reason why I point that out, because I want you to get a vivid idea of what I'm talking about. I have a recent blog now that talk about the secrets of entrepreneurs. I know that with a lot of you all some good deals, some good information you can get from there. We got, let me see if I could bring this call in and see what we got here.
What area code is it?
I just lost. Let's see. Who is this? Is this area code 281?
Yes.
Area code 281, come on in. What city is this, and what's on your mind?
Houston, Texas. The H-Town. Oh.
H-Town is on the
line. That's Houston.
How you enjoying the show?
The show is awesome. The show is awesome. Good conversation. Good tabletop conversation. Good coffee sipping type conversations. Just natural conversation there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. What is your name?
My name is Dr. Alvin Sidney Moten, Jr.
Dr. Alvin.
Alvin sitting in more jokes.
Dr. Alvin. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to also add, we're going to try to get this, we're going to try to get you on the air here one day soon, sir. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see who we got. Let me go here to, what area code is 478? Did you know that? 478?
That's Arizona.
Area code 478, you're on the line on Word on the Street. Talk to us.
I don't want to talk.
Area code 478, don't want to talk. That's all right, folks. I know. I'm not going to make y'all nervous. Some people don't want to get on here and talk. That's all right. That's all right.
I'm trying, man. I want to, on that Monday night, man, also I'm going to start doing, like, have my wife, so I'm going to try to get my wife to get on that line with me, man, so we can do some, you know, talk about marriage and stuff, too, about some, you know, about divorce and how, you know what I'm saying, and trouble you have in marriage, man. Like I said, I'm about to be an open book, so. We're going to do some stuff about me and my wife, if I can get her to get on the line. You know, she'd be shy about things and stuff. And talk about the struggles dealing with a knucklehead like me, too. So I'm going to try to get her on the show on Monday night, Mondays also. So I'm going to have a different array of things, that conversations that we're going to be having. So if I can get on the line.
I look forward to that, because that so many people, we have so many scars. Speaking of scars and what we have, and we have them sometimes because we bury them, we hide them. And that generally, that's usually how things get worse. And I said that to say this. R. Kelly, also back in the news, they gave the brother 30 years. 30 years.
30 years, man.
And
30 years.
What would have happened to his life, Keith? What you think had he had counseling back in the early days?
Yeah.
He
wouldn't have got caught, but he got caught now. But a lot of people still let them pee on him. But they, right now, he didn't got caught. A lot of people turn their back on the man right now. But you know, so Kelly, I love this music, man. But he, you know, what I'm saying, he did some things. He, like you say, he mental, man. A lot of stuff that you raised like that, man. You taught those things, man. I hate it for the brother, but we all do the crime. We gotta, you know, pay it for the time, man. We gotta pay the time, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But he's still, you know what I'm saying, he got to get some help.
He obviously he needs some help. But also in relationship, like you said, not only in relationship, in our life sometimes, because as, and it's been written many times, black Americans, we come from a heritage of pride. And sometimes we're so proud, but we have had scars that sometimes hurt deeply, and so we don't quite know how to communicate our feelings. We sometimes don't. We hide things that we really should be talking about, and sometimes
I'm gonna tell you this, Jordan. I know, black. We don't want to do no counseling. We don't want nobody to know our business, man. I've been going to counseling since for years. You know what I'm saying? And I talked to my partners about it. They ain't going no counseling. You know, so. That helped save my marriage, saved me from doing a lot of things to myself, and I learned a lot into it. But counseling and ain't you no know, going there telling about your, you know, black men for real. We ain't with no mother man telling us what to do in our house anyway. Nobody telling us how to be, how to act, how to feel. You know what I'm saying? I just feel uncomfortable, man. But I'm gonna tell you, me, man, I love it. I'm gonna say something that, I know it's crazy, but I remember when I first started going with my wife, and I was fighting it. And then I realized this was to help me. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can get help, too, because, you know, sometimes you can't talk to no woman, too, now. No, you can't tell no woman nothing, too. So you might need that third person. You going there wrong, opening yourself, but it helps you, too, man, because it helped me a lot in my marriage, in my life. You know, counseling was well for me. It did a great job for me.
You're absolutely right. But it is well documented. Black men definitely, most of them, I'm not saying all. Once again, I don't want nobody writing, telling me.
I'm telling you, I know a lot of my friends, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going no counseling, man. They ain't hearing that. You know, hey, some of my friends, they like saying, because they ain't telling on themselves. You want me to go there and tell what I'm not? Nah, they ain't doing all that, man.
Right. So, no.
Yeah, counseling,
no, they're not.
About 10 miles, so. But it worked for me.
But
I can't lie.
It can say, yeah, it don't only work. It'll work for a lot of people if you if you go in there again with the right mindset, huh? And you want to be
helped. Let me tell you the one time, man. I you know, I got my third. Me and my wife went to one counselor. We were doing bad. It no matter what color, but it was a white lady. And she was talking to me, you know, at times, you know, like, he said, you know, I got a mouth, you know, and lady, like, my wife said, well, he be cursing and stuff. And she said, what words did he say? And she told the words, she was just like, oh, my God. Did you say those things? I said, man, we was in an argument, man. You know what I'm saying? We were saying stuff. I said something. It was an argument. She was just tore up, so we weren't seeing another time. But you could tell she was going through something with her husband. So I started saying, man, like, well, you know, you trying to talk to me, you know, I tell you. I said, well, your husband. So she started, man, just started telling me. So I jump up. I said, look, you can't help me. You know what I'm saying? So she started talking to me. Sharon, do you want to come? No, we ain't coming. It's together. What do you mean? Now you going to ask one of them to come? So the reason I tell that story, I tell people that, man, just because you get one bad counselor don't mean that you stop, because you can get a bad doctor. You know what I'm saying? You can have a certificate on the wall. You can have the same – went to the same thing, but he a bad doctor. So just because you had one bad experience don't mean all of them going to be bad, man. So that's why I want to tell that, man. I had one, but I had some great ones, but that one was a bad one. So you might have a bad experience, but you got to be willing to open up and be willing to get help with it, man. You got to be willing.
This has been a wonderful show, but I do see another call I'm so happy to see, because, folks, our next show Friday night, as I said earlier, you don't want to miss it. We're gonna have a guest on here. We're gonna have Miss Shonda, and Shonda's gonna come on. I'm not gonna crack the egg, y'all. I'm gonna just tell you this. Come back Friday at 7 p.m. because I give you my word. She gonna tell you some things that is gonna help you and benefit you. Health-wise, things that you're dealing with that you're going to discover, there are alternatives, things and methods out there. And Keith and I, we're just so excited about what we're going to have on Friday night, and we look forward. And,
yeah, and I want to hear her voice too, man. She got the best
voice
in the world.
Shonda, we want to hear your voice, especially Keith.
Her voice is an awesome voice, man. I just heard her voice.
And you know what?
Even my wife was like, oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. Last show, we got so excited. We heard, and we forgot to go back to you, Keith.
You didn't even go back to her. I was like, hey, what, man? We're supposed to go back to her, huh? You ain't go back to her, man.
We going to her now, though. We going to her now. Shonda, say hello to us, please.
Good evening, gentlemen. I was just listening to you talk about the counseling situation. And so often in our community, in the black community, we tell our kids what goes on in our house is our business. I know because I have 20 years experience as a school counselor, and I see and I would talk to so many children, and it would take them a while to open up and to start to talk, but you know what they've been taught, you know how they've been drilled. And so already we start at ground zero with a preconceived notion that counseling is just not an option, that's not what we do. We don't tell people our business. And then I heard Keith talk about the one counselor that he saw that wasn't a good fit. As a counselor, most times we will have at least one or two sessions where we're rapport building, trying to see, is this a good fit for you and is it a good fit for me? Because as a counselor, we have our own issues. We have our own triggers. And sometimes someone may come into the office and they might make some stuff raise up in you. And so it might not be a good fit. And sometimes we find those that, you know, just can't relate to you or your situation, and it's just not a good fit. That's the way counseling is sometimes.
Yep. And I had a friend, and I told him that he went to like two sessions. And he was telling the man, and the session went bad towards his wife. And he was like, man, yeah, the counselor proved that she was wrong. I said, man, there's no way in the hell the counselor can tell you in two sessions that who was wrong or right. No way, man. It was wrong. Like I say, you had a bad session, a bad counselor, so it was you to find another one. And so no way you can tell you what's going on in two sessions. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah. A counselor's job, they're going to help guide you through so that you can determine those things. They're not going to tell you who is wrong and who is right. That's just not.
Exactly.
That's not what they do.
That's not what they do. That's what I told him. I said, no way it was right. And he was all excited about it. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, come on, brother. Uh-huh. Hey, that's your queen. So you shouldn't have been excited about it. Now she won't go to no counselor. You know what I'm saying? Now you can't get in the
right.
room. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But, friend. You know, it's good to see us moving in a progressive way as a people. I can see and I do realize that some of the people in our community are moving towards that counseling and realizing that
yes.
you can get help. And it can help you to rebuild and, you know, strengthen what you already have.
So I'm bringing you back on Monday for getting the counseling.
Yeah, Sean is such a level-headed person. I always enjoy talking with. And friends, professional. And so what you hear now, so she got a whole lot more of other things that she want to present to you Friday. That's why I'm telling you, you need to be here Friday at 7 and you need to make sure you tell somebody because we want to spread the word. Word on the street is not about Keith and Larry. No, it's not about us. It's about the community. We're going to grow the community. We meaning all of us, the people on this line right now. That's right. We're going to grow this community. And Alvin, I still see you in the chat room. We're looking at you down the road to probably, possibly Wednesday. And Keith is going to be bringing on people. See, we all know people, extenuation of people outside of our circle. Keith knows some people that he's going to bring on that's going to help you in so many ways. It's unbelievable because he is in a certain level now that he know an area. And then we got, you know, we're blessed. We got Alvin just got his doctoral degree. So he have learned something that can solidify what we're saying and mentally where in neuroscience where we need to be going. And you just heard Shonda spoke. Shonda, master degree, plus she constantly adding to her chip and constantly learning. Like I said, don't get me wrong. It's not all about the letters behind your name, but it is about the work you put in, as I said. You don't really need letters behind your name, but you putting in that, you chiseling, you creating a new you every day of your life. Keith and I, we always in the lab. We call it the lab because we always improving our thoughts, our communication, the way how we look at things. And it's most of it's free. You could go on YouTube instead of spending your whole day watching a soap opera. I'm not knocking anybody for enjoying doing what you enjoy doing. But
I'm knocking it. You want to see somebody acting a fool on there all day long? Come on.
Take off some time to improve yourself.
It's okay. And entertainment has its place.
Yeah, that's right.
If you broke, you ain't supposed to be looking at that fool stuff. You broke, man. If you broke, I'm sorry. I don't see how
and
you got time to look at this.
And Keith, so what you're saying, they can learn a lot of stuff totally free online.
Man.
If they apply
themselves.
Yes.
One more thing. I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
We on this health tip. I did a challenge. My feelings is some type of way. I said we're gonna do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and 100 jump ropes. Now I know that's too extreme because I'm on another level. So I put it down to 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups, 25 jump ropes. Nobody ain't saying nothing to me about it. You know what I'm saying? But that should be cool. Because you also got your mind right, you got to get your body right, too. You got to get your body right now. So, you know what I'm saying? You have any questions also on that, man, reach out to me on Facebook. But, yeah, let's get this challenge on, man, and get our body right, too. You know, we get a mind, body, spirit, and soul, you know, spirit.
Right.
So let's get our body right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's doable.
Friends,
mm-hmm.
family, loved ones, everybody, we like to think all of y'all for coming in and being a part of us tonight. We really had a great time, and we look forward and having you return on Friday night, 7 p.m., the one and only Mr. Keith Fletcher, and yours truly, Extraordinaire. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Stop the Alvin sitting and moping in the house. Doctor. Congratulations, girl.
I hear you.
Congratulations.
Sir. I hear you.
Congratulations.
I hear you.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Shut up. All right, y'all have a good man. Catch y'all next. Catch y'all Wednesday, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
All right. Talk to you guys on Friday.
All right. See y'all. Bye.